Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. It's the power and perils of pressure. Leaders with the longest list of accomplishments are familiar with the concept of pressure. Whether they place it on themselves, provide it to others, or exert it in a last-ditch effort to meet a deadline they've put off for the very sake of creating such pressure, all have their own stories to tell about how they're motivated by or loathe pressure. But why? Why do we feel so strongly about pressure? A cousin to accountability, really, is the pressure we put on ourselves to achieve, do, become, lead, move faster, or be better helpful or harmful? Do we thrive in it or cave under it? Are we setting up future leaders with this same mentality in a way that is successful or will cause them failure? Let's take a look in today's Monday Moment. First, there's the idea of pushing. Some leaders believe that pushing others will help them succeed. And there is validity in this belief when pushing someone to reach their own potential, or pushing to do just a smidge more, if that's the goal. When the full court press becomes a way of insisting that someone not well suited for a role put forth absurd amounts of effort to act like something they're not, maybe even pretend they have the talents of someone else and figuratively kill themselves for little or no reward and lesser results, that's a problem. Undue pressure of pushing someone into positions for which they are not a fit is actually more than a problem. It's a deal breaker for long-term profit and employment. Push those who smile when you do it. Ease up on those who wince when they see you coming. Then there's this concept of pulling. The power of leadership is in developing a loyal rapport and respect in those you have the privilege of leading. That power doesn't last long when a leader gives it away and starts to beg employees to stay, or overlooks reasons they really should go away. The leader's power doesn't stick around long when they're cajoling, begging, persuading, or pleading with employees to please perform according to minimal guidelines, or please still do your job even though I gave you a 3 on that appraisal. Leaders are subject to pressure from multiple directions, no doubt, and if they're not careful, it can negatively influence their decisions on how they lead. If you have to pull others by the hand to get them to follow you, it's time to re-examine your actions and what you're doing to compel them to go in a different direction. But then there's this concept of paving. Now, many leaders I've known are gifted at saying one thing and doing that same thing quite differently themselves. One such CEO shared with me that he'd like one of his directors to work less and not drive so hard. As soon as he said it, he then said, "But I'm certainly not the one to model that behavior." And we giggled, sort of. He feared she would burn out this director he spoke of, and I shared with him that my larger fear was this. When you provide enormous pressure on yourself to perform, to be all things to all people, to say yes all the time, and to work as if your phone and laptop are physically attached to your behind, you pave the way in which future leaders will be expected to behave. You pave the way for expectations that will now be formed about how you'll behave consistently. You trap yourself in this paved path of your own making to consistently be pressured to do more, faster, and better until you will run out, literally, of energy. Be mindful of the path you're paving for those you lead, the future leaders of your company, and those you may also lead personally. In fact, if the song Cat in the Cradle gives you goosebumps, pay attention. And finally, there's the concept of the price we're paying. One very beloved client told me last week she was prepping to leave for vacation. Her first vacation in 5 years of employment. Yes, the company in which she works allows for vacation. Yes, the culture of the company is fairly hard driving and results oriented, and they provide a bit of pressure for employees to accomplish superhuman amounts of work. But I also know the CEO is not one who would say you can't take a vacation 5 years in a row. The pressure she's put on herself to work instead of take a break is not uncommon, and your leaders are guilty too. Long hours, late nights, early mornings, berserk work travel schedules, cramming more into 24 hours times 7 than most people feel good about doing in a month are all ways in which we pay the price of feeling pressure to perform. Beyond the issue of health and weight gain when you have a grab-and-go diet, leading one's life in this way creates the very need for courses on balance and amps the stress level to astronomical levels, creating difficult people. There's just no question that for some, the pressure to perform and work all hours is, motivating and rewarding. There's also no question that the number of people who end a career and then decide to finally do what they've always wanted, be who they are naturally, and lead their own lives in a more fulfilling direction is alarming. Pressure is a force that drives us. Sometimes it drives us to do stupid things, like peer pressure. Sometimes it drives us to wait until we have enough of it, like in the case of procrastination. Sometimes it drives us to force others to buy in faster, destroying employee engagement. And sometimes it's an often inaccurate combination of negative forces in our head that cause people to say, be less hard on yourself. To become a more effective leader, learn to discern when times are good to pour on the pressure, when to go with the flow perhaps a bit more, and when to let those you lead let off some pressure and steam. Use pressure poorly, and you may find you regret it sorely. Use it wisely, and it has the potential to be inspiring. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, a pressure-less Monday, and of course, stay contagious.